Sports Report by Andrew Colomossi, Part 1. Hello again and welcome back to our monthly look at the sports scene in and around the town. And once again we start with news of Megan Shackleton, who was born and raised in Todmorden and is now making a name for herself on the international table tennis scene. Megan, a university student in Sheffield, where she now lives, is aiming for a place in the Great Britain squad for the Paralympic Games in Paris later this year. And she did her cause no harm at last month. She celebrated her 25th birthday by lifting her third major championship of the year in the Polish Para Open. Megan, who had already won gold medals in the United States and Brazil, fought her way through two qualifying rounds to reach the final in Poland, where she faced an old foe in Erem Oluk of Turkey. Oluk has had the better of the previous meetings, but Megan made no mistake this time, winning by 3-1. After her triumph, a delighted Megan said, "I'm really proud of my efforts here. Hopefully I can keep on building on this good form." Victory made up for her disappointment at losing in the quarterfinals of the Italian Open 2 weeks earlier. But there was consolation there, with victory in the women's doubles alongside Borislava Petric Rankovic of Serbia. Cricket next. And the news is not good for our two Lancashire League sides, Todmorden and Walsden. With a new season due to start on April the 14th, the talk should be all about the prospects for the opening weeks of the campaign. But instead, the dreadful weather of the last few weeks has left both clubs wondering when they will finally be able to make it onto the green grass of home. Todmorden's first division season is due to start with a trip to Darwin, and while that one may go ahead, the prospects of their first home game against champions Burnley are looking pretty remote, courtesy of a sodden outfield. Indeed, there are fears that unless the weather takes a turn for the better, it may be May before Centre Vale is fit, and the same applies to Walsden's Scott Street HQ. Walsden should be facing East Lancashire at home as they start their bid to return to the top flight after last season's relegation. But like Todmorden, they have not yet been able to prepare the pitch and outfield because of the sodden conditions. There is some news from Walsden, however, in the shape of the awards for last season's campaign, with Jake Hooson collecting the all-rounder and batting prizes. Joe Gale won the bowling award and Matt Dawson lifted the Senior Player of the Year accolade. Excuse me. Congratulations to them all.